Nigen Arba Bavos.
Thank you.
Yudtes Kislev Habringen in 1902, in the yeshiva of Tamchei Tamimim Lubavitch, at 4:30 in the morning, the Rebbe Rashab asked that the nigum of the Alter Rebbe be sung. He began, and all the Hasidim present joined in. When it was over, my father explained how its four themes correspond to the four worlds, Atzilus, Beria, Yetzira, and Asiya. He added that a nigun should be studied and meditated upon deeply. At that Fabringen, the Rebbe Rashab explained in great detail about the four parts of the nigun. He said that his father, the Rebbe Maharaj, said that when you sing this nigun, it becomes a proper time for tshuva, for it creates an eis ratzon. In volume 2 of the letters of the previous Rebbe, there is a 10-page explanation of that Fabringen and the nigun. At the wedding of Reb Schneer, the grandson of the Mittler Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek said as follows, "Our sages tell us one who quotes a teaching in the name of another should regard the original speaker as if standing before him. When one repeats a Torah teaching, one unites oneself with the Naran, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, of the one who taught it. When one sings a Nigun, which one has heard from him, one unites oneself with his Chaya and Yechida." The Tzemach Tzedek then proceeded to sing the Alter Rebbe's celebrated Nigun with the earnest rapture of Dveikus. His son sang with him, and all those present shed contrite tears of tshuva. In another sicha, the previous Rebbe said that when the Rebbe Maharash retold this to his son, he said that everyone stood in awe. There was such an awakening that everyone looked around to see if the Alter Rebbe was standing next to him. On Purim, 1941, the previous Rebbe said this story. Once a chassid came to the Tzemach Tzedek and complained that he lives alone in a village. He doesn't see any Hasidim and cannot give over a pidyon, a heartfelt written request, to the Rebbe. So the Tzemach Tzedek replied that in your village there is a lake. Go to the mikveh, write a pidyon, and then sing the nigun of the Alter Rebbe. The sicha continues, it is known in the name of the Tzemach Tzedek that this nigun of the four stanzas is only sung at certain times, in the month of Elo, during the days of Selichos, and on Simchas Torah, Purim, and Yutes Kislev. On ordinary days, it should not be sung. Further, when one tells a story of a tzaddik, he connects himself with the deeds of the tzaddik. When one repeats the Torah of a tzaddik, he is connected with the speech of the tzaddik. When one sings a song of a tzaddik, one is connected with the thoughts of that tzaddik in the world above. We don't know all of the kavanas of the nigun Arba Bavos. We should sing it with simplicity, and Hashem will help us. In a sicha, Shabbos Parshas Pinchas, 1940. The previous Rebbe recalled the Yud Tes Kislev Fabringen of 1902 and said that we who were there have to remember how my father, the Rebbe Rashab, stood up and said, "We have to give a special thanks to Hashem Yisborach that we have the merit of connecting ourselves with the Rebbe," meaning the Alter Rebbe. Through this, we connect ourselves with Ein Sof of Chachma of Atzilus. With the Rebbe's Nigunim, we will go to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. This is Nigun Arba Bavos, as sung at a Fabringen with the Rebbe.